I took my dog for a walk. She broke her leash. She ran up to some stranger at a neighbor's party, who I also didn't know. Mm-hmm. That stranger became my partner, and we've been together for 14 years. Wow. Uh-huh.
That's, good dog,
that's
right?
That's like a movie. I am joined by Melissa from Bewilder Beast Podcast. Melissa, how the heck are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm happy to have you on here because you got one of the most interesting wingman stories that we're going to give you a nomination for. Or your dog, rather. Yes, people, I said dog. So, Melissa, let's get a little background on you for the people first before we break down the story. Where are you from?
Sure. I'm from Maine, moved to Boston for about 20 years where this story takes place, and then just moved back to Maine about 2 months ago.
Okay. Okay. So you said the story takes place 14 years ago?
Yeah, about 14, 15 years ago, going on 15.
Okay. Okay. Great. What's the dog's name?
Her name was Sadie Jane Dog.
Oh, I didn't even know it was a girl. Sadie Jane Dog?
She had a whole thing. Yeah, Sadie was her official, but when she was in a lot of trouble, it was Sadie Jane.
And her last name was Dog?
With two G's, because, you know, it was the 2000s.
Oh,
and yeah, it was the 2000s, and by profession, I'm a dog trainer and behavior consultant, so I work with animals. I competed in Frisbee dogs with her, and so she literally went everywhere I went.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah, so she got yelled at quite a bit when she'd like run off, but not in this particular story.
Okay,
she got
so
all the cookies.
Sadie Jane Dog with two G's. Let me write that down for my
G's.
Notes there. Two G's. I cannot forget that.
Super important.
So you're also a podcast host, as I said earlier too, right? So what do you talk about on your podcast?
So my podcast, Bewilderbeasts, it's an infotainment show about the intersections of animals and humanity. And so I have a lot of stories about animals who might have helped people in wartime or help us with science or education or have changed history in some meaningful way. Like there was this horse named Jim that is the reason that we have the Food and Drug Administration. So
Wow. Things
like that kind of keep popping up that have been historically significant and they tie in somehow to some animal.
So what I'm gathering here is that I hit the damn jackpot on the person to talk to for animals that are wingmen, right?
Uh-huh. There's actually a literal wingman, a wing lady bird. They didn't know that she was a lady until they had her stuffed.
Oh, gosh.
But this was a bird named Cherami. I believe it was World War I. Was one of three homing pigeons that were with this military outfit that had got stuck on the wrong side of a mountain with the American forces.
Mm-hmm.
They got caught under friendly fire because they were in the wrong spot. So their own people were shooting at them. And then enemies were also shooting at them. Commander sends out the first bird who gets shot by the Germans. Second bird gets shot by the Germans. This third bird goes up with a message. She also gets shot by the Germans, but takes a shot through the chest and her leg and still managed to fly 60 miles to get the message back to get them to stop fighting. So this bird, out of 500 people, was able to save 197 of those soldiers who absolutely would have been slaughtered on that mountain. So her name was Cherami. She's in the Smithsonian Museum. And she was a literal wingman and
Wow. Saved
all of those men.
That,
yeah.
That is like the coolest story, actually, because it goes right with the brand and whatnot. But so
when you go, like if you ever get a chance to go, her body's stuffed. She's next to this dog named Sergeant Stubby, who was the first military dog. But they had made her like a little wooden peg leg to replace the leg that had been shot off during this event.
Wow. I've always heard of carrier pigeons. Had no idea. Yeah. Like, I don't even know how you train a pigeon. I always thought they were, like, kind of dumb.
No, they're incredibly smart. So smart, in fact, that they can tell it's actually bad news, but positive cancer in mammograms better than some electronic equipment that we use in medicine.
That's absurd. I don't even know how people know that. Right? It's crazy. Animals are amazing.
Yeah.
I love them. And I'm sure you got a bunch more. Maybe we'll get in some more, but let's talk about Sadie Jane. Let's get into your story.
Wingman is the year of the year.
Of the year.
Of the year.
Of the year.
Wingman.
Of the year.
I found you on Twitter, for the people who don't know. I searched Twitter for Wingman. It's more of a newer thing we're doing, but it's actually the best place to find it because I can literally search the term Wingman, and I filter through. And I found you. Somebody said that your dog was a Wingman. That's how I found it. And I read the story. So here, let me read it. Let me pull out the picture. Took a screenshot. So you commented on somebody's tweet. So the person said, people who met their significant others not on a dating app, where did you meet them? And you responded, I took my dog for a walk. She broke her leash. She ran up to some stranger at a neighbor's party, who I also didn't know. Mm-hmm. That stranger became my partner, and we've been together for 14 years. Wow.
Uh-huh.
That's,
good dog, right?
That's like a movie.
It really is, and we joke about that all the time, that there was no possible way that this would happen in real life, but it did. And because it was Twitter, it was pretty truncated. Those are the nuts and the bolts. But really, from beginning to end, like, I had just started my career as a dog trainer. And by career, I mean I was still working two other jobs and was interning. So I was exhausted. I had begged my roommates, you know, we were in our mid-20s. I'm like, please, whatever you do, just don't have a party tonight. You guys can do whatever you want tomorrow. I am tired. I've worked like 30 days straight. I just need a night off. And so they're like, yeah, let's go out to dinner and we'll just have a nice, easy night. And so when we go out to dinner, I go out to my truck. They're all like, hey, can you give us a ride home? And hey, look at these 10 people in the bed of your truck. How'd they get here? And so, like, he had invited all of his friends. They hopped a ride in the back of my truck and went back to our house. And I was like, okay, you guys have 30 minutes to get all of these people out of here. Like,
wow.
I'm livid. And I went to leash up my dog. And you know those, like, snap bolt clips, like the little clippy thing on the end of the leash that you use to hook onto the collar. In my just absolute rage, I didn't clip it all the way to that O-ring on the collar. It was kind of clipped on it. And so we go around the corner, and she just took off. And I'm like, great. My night's getting better. There goes,
and you said this was at the beginning of your career?
Yes. So this is
2007. That's not a great start to the beginning of a dog training career.
Really was not. And so she goes around the corner, poops in my neighbor's yard, and they're all standing out on this porch.
Oh,
and so I'm just like, hey, and I'm cleaning it up. I'm looking for a garbage can. My dog has already run into their house. I'm like, well, I'm not running into this house with a bag of dog shit. And so I deposit the bag. I go in and I'm like, great. I don't know these people. My dog is in this party. Like, fantastic. And then she had come barreling out of the house and just, like, leaned up against this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's leaning over and he's like, is this a border collie? And I'm like, uh-huh. And it was like, as soon as I saw him, I'm like, I'm into all of this.
Wow.
He knew the breed of dog. But two, like, he just, like, had this way with her. He wasn't like, whose dog is this? He was just like, oh, look, a dog. And the dog is just looking at me the whole time with, like, her her mouth open, a big smile, just like, hey, you've been batting 1,000 given, like, your recent, like, love life history. Let me pick one. And she did. And that man ended up becoming my husband 4 years later. And we have a 9-year-old daughter. And it's been 14 years.
Wow. Sadie Jane. Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Pretty good dog.
I love this
That's
dog.
That's the best trick that she's ever done.
Right. And you said she's got a history of doing that trick, right?
She does. When I had, the year before, I had bilateral ankle surgery. And so I couldn't move around very easily. Border collies are notoriously hyper and very active dogs. And so my best friend, who's a guy, was like, hey, why don't you stay with me and my roommates? You only have to go up one flight of stairs instead of three. And we will stay on Sadie duty. She can hang out with us. It's fine. And he lived with three bachelors. And they knew exactly what they were doing because now they had this dog who needed to be walked a lot. And so that dog got, it was like when Pokemon Go first came out and everybody started walking their dogs a lot more. Like one of the guys would take her for a walk and they'd come back with a phone number. And then like the next guy, like 20 minutes later, hey, Sadie, you want to go for a walk? Like, every day they're coming home with like numbers, numbers, numbers.
Wow. Girl is a legend. She's a legend.
She really... She had a pretty good track record there for a while.
And this was this all in Boston, or just some, or did that part take place in Maine?
Yeah, this was all in Boston. Like she's no longer with us. She died in 2014. But I went when she died. About a year later, I went and I got her tattooed. So she is on my right arm. I've got a mostly full. A lot of real estate is taken up for this. My legit. Right-hand girl. Like, she's on my right arm, and she's with me always.
I love that. I love that. I'm going to write an email after we get off of this call here to the Smithsonian to get a shrine for Sadie in there. What do you think?
Fantastic.
And I hope they listen to me, because girl is a winner.
I think you have a lot of pull.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of pull. I think if anybody can do it.
it's the wingman of the year, right? So I got a couple questions about this.
Yes.
Okay. Was the front door of this place just open? Was it like...
So what they were doing, yes, it was wide open, because what was happening was those neighbors, they lived about two houses down from us. They were having a farewell party to one of their bandmates. They were all in a band together. So imagine when he was like, yeah, I'm in a band. I'm like, great.
well, you weren't into that?
But then I like... Well, I'd been with like some kind of not... People who thought they were in a band, right, that weren't great musicians.
Right, right.
And so I was like, here we go again. I'm in Boston. Of course, you're in a band. But then I went home and, you know, MySpace was still a thing.
Oh, I love MySpace.
To date this story. And so I went on. I was listening. I'm like, actually, these guys are pretty good. And so I'm listening. I'm like, I could be down with this. And he plays trumpet. So it was kind of like this psychedelic rock with trumpet. And I was like, well, that's an interesting take. So I went to go see their gig the next night, but one of their bandmates was having a farewell party for their girlfriend. And by farewell party, I'm pretty sure it was like forever farewell, because I don't think they like were together much longer after that. But they had a farewell party. And so there were a lot of people coming and going from this apartment. So, and it was a summer night, so everybody had the doors open. So she just was like, hey, people, and just like invited herself to this party while I'm standing outside with a bag of dog poop.
Was that embarrassing for you?
I just was still so mad at my roommates. Okay. And I'm just like, of course, this is the night I'm having. Like, I wasn't even embarrassed. I was just still livid. And I'm like, you know what? She'll make some friends. She'll come back out. Like, she,
right.
I knew she wasn't, like, this dog was so attached to me that, like, I knew she wasn't going anywhere. Yeah. I knew she was probably going in to try to get a hot dog or something. And then, like, say hi to all the people and then come back out. Yeah.
No, that's why when you get mad or like, when anyone gets mad, it, like, nothing can embarrass you. It's almost like, fuck this. Like, I don't care.
Exactly.
So I
was so mad. And mad even after. So, like, I hung out at this party for 3 hours after telling them I'd be home in 30 minutes.
Wow.
They never texted. They never called to see if I was okay. Like, they didn't know if I was, like, picked up on the side of the road and murdered. They had no idea. I came home at, like, 2 in the morning. And they were like, oh, you came back? I was like, well, it's my apartment. Like, where am I going to go?
Oh, my gosh. Where in Boston did you live?
I did not live with them for much longer.
What part of Boston did you live in?
Oh, we were in Somerville.
Okay.
So it was the most densely populated city in all of New England.
Mm. Okay. All right. So that makes a little sense. I was going to ask, are they like right next to you, or were they down the road a little when you say neighbor?
They were down. So it was like a city neighbor. So my apartment faced the main drag through Somerville. And then the cross street, it was like on the corner. Mm. So the cross street is the road that I went down. I went down the quieter one-way street, and it was about three buildings down from that. And it was a two-family apartment. It was a house that had been converted to a two-family apartment, and these guys lived on the top floor.
Okay.
My now husband was over from a southern suburb of Boston who had come up for this party. And the reason he was outside to begin with, there was like three or four of them that were just sitting outside going, this party's really lame. so when my dog came barreling out, she's like, oh, that one. And just like, so cool. I never actually went into the house. Like I was still outside through most of this. Okay. And then later on that evening. Yeah.
I was going to ask, it kind of makes sense because they were a little down the street. You probably didn't know. I was going to, why weren't you invited?
Yeah, that's why, because it, you know, because there was like 500 people living between me and the house three doors down.
Yeah, yeah, neighbors, like
which is also
part.
Why I didn't know them.
Right.
Yeah.
But
what was also really funny too is like when I did eventually go into the apartment, you know, got some snacks and a drink or whatever. My dog was kind of running around and doing like all her party tricks. She was a border collie. She knew a ton of tricks, and it was very cute when she did them. And my now husband grabbed a bag of tortilla chips and was like, oh, here. I'm like, she's not going to eat those. She hates chips. Like, if I threw her chips, she would spit them out and be like, really? That's all you got? She took it, started chewing it, was just staring at me like, don't ruin this for me. Till the day she died, she would always take, like, Tostitos from him.
Oh. Well, she learned.
She wouldn't take them from me. She would take them from him.
That's great. She's a smart girl.
She had an inside joke with him before I even got to meet him. It was really funny.
Sadie. Let me ask you. It's kind of interesting. Like, being in a city, like, that is a astronomical, like, way to, like, meet, like, your significant other.
Yeah.
To start off. But being in a city, you got, like, you got that much more chance. There's so much more people, more opportunity to like run into somebody. Let me ask you, how did your now husband, how did he pursue you after that? Like when did he get your number right there and then? How?
He, you know, I'm trying to remember. I think cause like I had just started my business. So I think I had cards in my pocket. I'm like, well, you know, here you go. Like, I think I just offered it. I wasn't even trying to be cool.
So it's probably right at the beginning. You're like, oh, that's my dog. I got this business, gave him a card when you're talking about the dogs and whatnot. And then
I do also remember that they had a gig the following night in the next town over. So I was like, I'll come after work. I'll be cool and check it out and see if it's really okay. Like, as I said before, like, great, you're in a band. but then I went, I'm like, oh, wow, these guys are really great. And so after that gig, he came over and he's like, hey, we've got an after party. You want to come with us? And so at that point, like, yeah.
All right. That's I love that. That makes me happy. Like,
oh, it made me happy too.
Let's full circle. So did he like ask you to come there or did he just mention it?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, maybe I'll check it out. Kind of that.
Yeah, he's like, hey, we're playing. Like, you should check it out if you're around. I'm like, yeah, I might be around. I think I'm teaching, and I'll come after. And
I'll tell you why. I'm from upstate New York, like a little more woodsy and whatnot. You probably know what's your main area. But people, like, in the city, I just moved to Albany and whatnot, or even when I was in Boston, people are so much more willing to, like, do stuff and, like, try things. And, like, someone, like, from, like, a more, like, rural area would not do that. They wouldn't, like, take a chance to just go to this bar. City life is, like, more apt to do that stuff.
Well, you also have more options, right? So, like, if you have too much to drink, you can Uber home. Like, you could take public transit. Like, if you're in trouble, you can, like, text a friend who's right across the corner or right across the street. So there's, at least for a woman, there's a lot more safety options for you that are a lot more accessible than, say, here, where it's like, okay, well, I'd love to go out to this bar and have a couple drinks, and then I have to wait an hour before I can drive my less drunk butt home in the dark. That was the interesting thing that I noticed moving here from the city. Our daughter is 9, and she living in Somerville. We moved to Somerville together. Well, I stayed there. He moved in with me to another apartment. I moved out of that house with those guys and then moved in with him. And from then on out, like, our kid, like, had never experienced a dark night because, like, there was always street lights or whatever. So when we moved here to the country, her first thought was, oh, my God, look at all those stars. Like, because she had never seen them like that. But then she got a little spooked because, like, wait, where I can't walk down the street. It's a dirt road that we live on. She's like, right. I can't walk the dog tonight. Like, it's too dark. Because she's never experienced, like, that kind of dark. Because there's always been lights or sounds or activity. And now it's nothing.
Jeez. Last question before we make this official. And then we'll go into your podcast a little bit more. That tweet, did that one kind of like bewilder you? Like, how do you, the one you responded to, how do people meet people? What was your thoughts on that?
So, yes, I loved reading all of those stories. But the funny thing is, like, and here's the weird thing about Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I post a lot of stuff. I'm pretty active on Twitter. That tweet, it's been, what, a week? And it's still getting retweeted and liked and all this other stuff. I'm like, this has nothing to do. Like, I just answered this one question. And, like, and that is, like, my most famous tweet ever.
No, it's got a little bit of traction there. Well, they call it social media for a reason. So I'm glad to see someone using it the correct way. Because a lot of people are ghosts on social media. And I love to see it. Right. And it relates to your business, too. It's a great story. So it's like killing a couple birds with one stone.
Yeah, she was really the best business card I ever had.
Like, that's amazing. She's a little wingman.
She's a little wingman. Yeah. Little wing lady.
I got to talk to the Smithsonian after this. But speaking of Sadie, I think it's time to officially nominate her for Wingman of the Year. What do you think?
Uh-huh. I'm all in.
All right, let's do it. All right, so how does it feel to have Sadie nominated for Wingman of the Year?
Guys, I want to thank the Academy, and I really, really, really want to thank my dog.
I'm dead right now.
I can't. I'm laughing too hard. I can't keep it going.
Oh, man, that's awesome. No, and it's we're finding a lot more people. Like I said, I just did like two interviews last week for this. We actually just posted on YouTube. I'm sure you'll see it and whatnot when you dive more into us. And any listeners, go check those previous ones out. But this is our first legitimate animal one, especially one that I've interviewed. I'm going to be doing a lot more interviews. I want to talk to people instead of just retweeting them and retweeting them. But how's it feel? Like, really?
It feels really cool. Like, I honestly, like, I love telling that story at parties. And when people ask, how did you meet? I'm like, I've got a good one for you. Like, my dog.
Is that like your go-to story with like anything? Is that like your...
It's one of the top 10 because I like to just sit and tell stories.
That's why you started a podcast, right?
Yeah. I like to tell stories. I like to make connections with people. And that is hands down one of my favorites. And then like when they ask like where I got this giant tattoo on my arm, I'm like, oh, that was this dog. And then they're like, well, what's so special about her? I get to tell that story. Like, I wouldn't have my husband, my daughter wouldn't exist, like, if it wasn't for this little $60 dog that I got out of the shelter.
Wow.
Or my career. Like, I wouldn't have gotten into my career if I didn't have this dog that just needed me to keep working with her and then have people say, can you help me with my dog? Or can you, hey, you seem to really like this. Do you want to work with me? I'm a dog trainer and I think you'd be really good at this. Like, I wasn't looking to be a dog trainer. I fell into it because of this damn dog. Like,
no, it's amazing.
I'm like,
when people I know, they're like, oh, how's the podcast going? And they're like, oh, what's some interviews you've done recently? This is going to be one I'm going to tell. So the story of Sadie is going to go on through upstate New York, too. So I'm going to be like, oh, I interviewed this girl. She's got this dog, crazy great wingman. She's going in the Smithsonian the whole night.
It's funny that you keep mentioning upstate New York. Guess where my husband's from?
Upstate New York. Where in upstate New York?
Near Rochester.
Okay, that's Western. That's Western.
Western up, like that's
what New York people.
I think anything
about
north of New York City. Is
don't give me that.
Upstate.
Don't give me that. No, that's what we New Yorkers.
Here's your spinoff podcast: How to Piss Off a New Yorker.
Yeah, that's all we fight over. What upstate New York actually is? It depends on who you ask.
It's kind of like the UK and England and like that whole thing. Like, is it the British Isles? Is it the UK? Is it So it's kind of like that, but for New York.
we're always fighting over something. No, that's great. I'm glad we officially nominated her. This is by far one of my favorite nominations. I hope to get some more. And you told some other wingman stories about the animals earlier. So do you want to dive into your podcast a little bit more before we wrap up and plug it?
Sure. So let me try to think if there was I can't think of any like really good. Actually, there was a good love story. There was this guy and I talked about him in an episode last season. My battery's running low, so I'm just going to make this real fast. And I'm going to dim my screen. This is on me. So this guy in, where was he? Japan. Mm-hmm. There's an underwater Shinto shrine. And there's this fish called it's a sheep's head wrasse, which took me forever to be able to say on camera without blurring it. So a sheep's head wrasse has this unique feature where they can switch sex as they age. So as a small fish, they're female. And then they lay a bunch of eggs, and as they get bigger, they sex swap, become male, and then that larger size fights off other males in the area, so they can take over the territory. They are notoriously aggressive, but this diver saw her when she was still a she. She had been beaten up, and he brought crabs down to her. He would dive down every day and feed her crabs for 10 days, and then from that day on, for the next 35 years, this fish would let him come over and pat her. He'd ring the bell at the Shinto shrine. She'd come over and say hello. Wow. And if other people tried to do it, he would fight people off. Like, so it was really only this guy that he loved. And the fish's name is Yoriko. And as far as I know, they're both still alive. And the guy is now in his 70s, and he was a young man when he met this fish, and he still goes down to see her every day.
Well, that's amazing. Animals like astonish me. There's always these stories, and it's amazing if a fish could do that. Pigeons, let alone. But that's amazing.
Animals are way smarter than we give them credit for.
No, they really are. They're a lot better than people too.
In a lot of ways, you are correct.
So your battery's running low, so I'm going to wrap it up. I got one more question, and then I want you to plug all your information. In your Twitter bio, it says you hate pickles but love whiskey. What's up with that?
Uh-huh. I do not like pickles, and I really like whiskey.
Okay. Have you ever had a pickleback shot?
I have not. I don't like cucumbers. That's really the bigger issue.
Okay.
But actually, funny enough, like the one food that me, my husband, and daughter all agree on is terrible is pickles.
Do you know what a pickleback shot is?
I don't.
It's literally pickle juice and a shot of Jameson.
I will take half of that.
No. Mix the two. It'll be average for you.
I'll try.
Try it.
I'll do it for you.
Take a video. I want to see you tweet at Wingman of the Year on Twitter.
Okay. I'll do it for you.
I want you to, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. All right. Where can people find you quick?
So Bewildered Pod on Twitter.
Okay.
And you can, BewilderBeastsPod, .com is the website.
Okay.
And of course, BewilderBeastsPod on Facebook and email at BewilderBeastsPod@gmail.com.
All right, wingers, you heard her. Be sure to go check her out. Go follow her. Make sure you're following us, or I'm going to be mad at you. Not just wasting hair.
Do that first, and then come see me. Because I'd feel weird.